Welcome, everybody, to your favorite podcast. It's the Joycast. I'm your host, Amaterasu, a.k.a. Kunle, joined by my lovely co-host, the beautiful, the dashing, the fit fam, St. Ven 91. Hey, I didn't see this time.
World star. Please, why are you all shouting?
Torrent Senpai, aka Rotimi, no last names this time.
Oh my god.
And finally, last but definitely not least, God of Iron, aka Bash. All right, so we are on episode 7, guys. What up? 7 episodes already. That's 7 weeks of lockdown. And so we've got 3 interesting topics. I feel like we're always talking about 3 topics. Actually, we got 3 topics. First of all, The Last of Us 2 just dropped their story trailer. We talked about the leaks last time. We're going to clarify some of those leaks this time around as well. No spoilers, by the way. And topic number 2, Xbox Series X gameplay reveal. Got a lot of trailers. A lot of gameplay was on YouTube. So, you know, if you're a graphics whore, you know, it probably didn't tint at you as well, because YouTube is like YouTube. You know, can't really see beyond anything. The compression. And finally, we're talking about Streets of Rage 4 and some other happenings in the gaming space. So, without further ado, let's jump into the first topic. The Last of Us 2 trailer. Guys, have you seen it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Benny.
I don't know.
I'm still so paranoid about spoilers that I haven't looked at any new media regarding The Last of Us 2.
The good thing is that on the trailer is on YouTube, yeah, and comments are disabled, so you won't see any spoilers, and the like ratio is gone. And I felt very bad.
Oh my god.
They were smart to that for that video anyway. But of course, you know, it popped up on my screen, but it wasn't actually from. I think it was like an IGN video that came up because I'm subscribed to IGN. It wasn't from PlayStation. I saw a bunch of comments. And funny enough, people were quite respectful in the comments. They were like, I mean, there were ominous things like, oh, imagine seeing this and knowing and not knowing what we knew. There's stuff like that, but nobody's openly talking about spoilers in the comments. So you know what, gaming community. I sort of respect you for that. Props, like, for not ruining for other people. Obviously, this was several days ago. Probably by now, it's full of spoilers and assholes in the comments. But, you know. The PlayStation one doesn't have any comments enabled, like Ben was saying. Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying that by now, it's devolved into something truly terrible on the IGN video. But I guess people were, like, kinder because they know that it wasn't IGN's video. They were just like, just reposted stuff, but I'm pretty sure if that was on the one on PlayStation's YouTube channel, man, oh my days, it would have been bad. It was smarter than it, because apparently the one where Neil Druckmann was going on about going, I think the video where he was talking about going gold, the dislikes on that video, Christ, people are not happy, they're very upset. And I was telling someone, the only people I feel bad for right now, really, are the devs that worked on the game. Because, like, you know, you put all this work into something, people are just shitting on it without... Are we allowed to say shitting? Well, people are just shitting on it without even, like, playing it. And it has to suck, you know. I was watching a Jim Sterling video the other day, and he said something, and he said, there's a reason why so many people easily believe that it was a disgruntled dev that leaked this thing. So Naughty Dog's house is not in order. Something is good. Like if it's able to believe that. Sorry.
Nothing. Go on. Go on.
Did you say something?
No, I said go on. Carry on.
If it's able to believe that, you know. Yeah. If it's able to believe that their house is in such disarray that people, that somebody could just easily, it would just leak a game out of annoyance, and they need to figure out what they're doing to their people. Because video game crunch is not fun or funny.
Nah, man, you see what Naughty Dog, what Naughty Dog needs to do is they need to like camouflage this video game crunch, right? They need to be like America back in, what was it? Was it Kennedy's day? Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Flip it on its head, man.
I beg.
Flip it on its head.
It's a joke that people are doing. Calm down.
They don't need to be inspiring now. They need to be talking to them. They need to be like, guys, they can't just be like, oh, do this or you're fired. They need to be brainwashing them heavily, you know, with the speech. You know, they have to be talking to them, talking about, guys, you know what? We've come this far. It's been 14 years. No game has ever been created that is like The Last of Us. No game will ever be like The Last of Us 2. We are the ones, the only ones who can make this kind of game. We can work for years. We can work for days. We do not need sleep. We do not need food. We do not need anything.
Sorry, I got tired. What is going on? I have to have a chat with some of the employees, because if this is what is going on in your place, hey,
is this what you're doing? Slave driver. Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow. So this is the unethical person we have been working with all this time. So we're going to go over to your place of work and find people trapped in a basement.
We don't call you master.
Oh my god.
You see, that's why I don't have a basement. I only have an attic. And when they hear the scratchings in the attic, I tell people it's rats. Can you see? Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. Okay, we need to. Oh, police doesn't even care in this country. They are done for.
The police are the ones that are carrying them up there now.
Oh my god.
What have you done to Babs?
No.
Everyone, see, these are not my thoughts or opinions about how justice run things. I'm not part of this, honestly. If anything, I'm a freelancer, just a consultant, really.
I haven't seen any of the leaks or read anything about the leaks yet, but I'm hyped with the trailer. The trailer's got me hyped for the game, though. Won't buy day one.
Yeah, but the trailer was pretty good.
Yeah, it was intense.
Lots of blood.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
The trailer was actually pretty fantastic. You should check it out, Babs, from the official PlayStation channel. What you were saying, it was pretty good. I watched that video and I was like, oh yeah. You know, if I had not read the leaks between now and the last episode, I probably would have been like so hyped. Like I'd be like, oh my gosh, I want to play this game. I would have pre-ordered right then and there. I was just like, wow. Like if they did this to me and the leaks are true and I pre-ordered, I would probably like go to, okay, let me not say that, please, before someone comes and looks, before someone actually does it, they come and hear this podcast and then they come and find me. It's not me. I probably would have been very upset and irate about it. I probably would not trust them and their IP anymore. But you know, I'm still hopeful. There's been other leaks that have come out recently that says the other leaks were inaccurate, and that the game has changed considerably since then. Went so far as to compare footage that were in the leaks, footage that were in the trailer, the new trailer, and compare them and see that show differences in them to show that, oh yeah, can you see this person was in the leaks footage, but you can see that person is no longer in the trailer footage. So apparently the final game has changed. So what my official stance is, I will wait and see. That's always been my stance. I'll wait and see. I'll see reviews and I'll read what the reviews are saying. And then if the reviews are really good, I'll check it out. You know, that's just how it is. So, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, the trailer was phenomenal, in my opinion. It was a really good story trailer. Very exciting. It's a lot of continuation. It's exciting. I'm not going to lie. I really want to play this game. And I hope the leaks are false.
No, I'm going to speak for Babs because he's not here. Like, I was talking to him earlier in the week. And we were talking about how the trailer focused so much on people killing people. And I was like, yeah, no, the zombies are a plot device. The zombies are literally just there to tell the story. It's more about that they help set, like help to be a setting. It's not about the zombies at all. It's mostly about how people are treat each other.
Yeah, but
it's like Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, like that's the premise for Walking Dead, and most
a lot of IPs that go along that route now. The zombies are just the backdrop, and it just shows how sick human beings are. Tries to get into the human being's head. Right. Like, why would you be doing such things? That's what's been happening recently. So, what did you guys think about the Inside Xbox for the month of May?
I did not watch it. I didn't. There was nothing that they were going to show me that I was like super interested in.
You just said it. How did you know if you didn't watch it? How did you know if you didn't watch it live?
I knew what was. What, they were talking about the things that they were going to show, right? I don't care much about AC Valhalla. Trust me, Assassin's Creed hasn't been Assassin's Creed since like what, Syndicate, and even that was So
it's stretched.
Look, this is my opinion. Funny way to go in my house, but Assassin's Creed stopped being Assassin's Creed to me when it stopped being about assassination.
I don't when know they stopped using Desmond.
I never really cared about Desmond.
No, but I'm just trying to use that. The moment Desmond was no longer the main character, it was no longer Assassin's Creed. Think about it.
Sure.
What I want to say again. But what I realized is that Microsoft, they know how to stretch. Just like how 2 years ago they were using the title exclusive. Microsoft exclusive. whereas it was timed exclusive. And then it became world premiere. And now it is gameplay. And ignorance me thought when they said gameplay, I'd be seeing HUDs, HUDs, heads up displays, amongst stuff, and seeing actual people playing, not recordings of cutscenes and whatnot. So I was pretty hurt watching that, to be honest. And
But then who do we blame? Do we blame Microsoft or Ubisoft?
No, I blame Microsoft. I blame Microsoft first and foremost. First, it's what they requested for now. It's what they also said. They're the ones that said they were going to give us gameplay. No, before...
But what did Ubisoft just told them, we're going to send you gameplay, and then they sent them
But that's the thing. It wasn't a Ubisoft conference or whatnot. Assassin's Creed was just one of the games. There were about seven other games or so that were released, announced, showcased, and they did the same thing. Except I think I think Return to the Sea. So that's the only one I saw a glimpse of, maybe an actual gameplay, as a normal person would think about it.
So it wasn't like a full gameplay reveal where you just see people running around trying elements of the game. It wasn't like a mini demo or anything like that.
Yes, that's the word. It wasn't a demo. It was just cutscenes. It was cutscenes using in-game footage, basically.
It's the same way they redefined the word exclusive. So now, this is air quotes gameplay. It's just
gameplay. Okay.
God. So I think what they really focused on was just showing in-game footage. So everything inside all of the trailers that we saw for all the different things were
captured in-game.
They weren't pre-rendered. They were all in-engine. Yeah. So I think that's how they were thinking of gameplay. So I think what they really focused on in this case was, this is how we'll actually look. It's either going to look like this or better. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, but then they put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then me watching it on my phone wasn't any more different than my Xbox as it is now. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, with all that power, this is what you have to show. And it was sad.
There weren't some very interesting games because the game lineup was nothing was really anything that's really well known except for maybe Dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was like kind of like new IP, right? And they started with Bright. I guess sort of Bright. It's like Bright. I think they said they start with Bright Infinite. And Bright is like a It's like a game you can play it on iPhone, and it's like a full on first person shooter for that's amazing graphics, like ridiculous graphics on iPhone, right? And it's like a one man studio, and they start off with that. So I was like, okay, so he transitioned from the power of, you know, the iPhone to the Xbox Series X.
Wow.
And you know, the game looked pretty good, right? But then it was, you could definitely tell it was a one man studio, because there were things like, okay, you're in the middle of the action, I grapple hook up to you, I kick you, I push you up in the air, I have a sword and a gun, so I use my sword to like match your sword swing, I push up in the air, and then I grapple you, but then the whole game stops, right, so that I can input my commands to do to you while you're in the air, and then you kind of like it just kind of breaks the realism of the immersion. So like the games that they chose, I just did not feel were actually fantastic. Like I felt like some of them were like major, like okay, yeah, I could check that out. You know, I would rather they had given me a bunch of, I could check that out, but then some major, oh yeah, this is awesome games. I think the only other game they showed that was a major IP was Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So yeah. I don't know. For me, it's just like, okay, wait and see. I don't feel like that's all Series X has to offer. But yeah, if you were to give me that lineup for Series X, I definitely would not buy. And then they showed a lot of games also coming to Xbox One. Right. So anytime they did that, they would show this. What would they say? They would say smart delivery.
Smart delivery. Yeah. So basically, what the smart delivery is that if you buy it on the Xbox One, you can play it on the Series X. If you buy it on the Series X, you can play it on the Xbox One. Yeah. That's what Xbox has been pushing recently. Yeah. So that's what they've been pushing recently, which I think was nice for some of the games, and I think. It's where after the way Xbox have been tooting their horn on that, I have a feeling PlayStation might not do it. I don't know why they'll just not do it because.
No, I think that'd be very stupid. If PlayStation doesn't do it, I feel like PlayStation won't do it. But then I feel like they're just like assholes for not doing it. I feel like
they will not do it. Then probably like in the second year to come up as like a firmware update or something.
Yeah, possibly. I wish to be honest, I feel like that's like the major thing. Like if they can get that right, that's just the thing that makes sense. I hope Sony wakes up and actually does this, because to me that's the one thing that makes sense. Like that's only like between PS4 and any other console that's going to be made afterwards, the difference in graphical quality is not going to be that great. It's not such a huge shift. So what they need to do now is get the act together and just, you know, enter smart delivery. You know, yeah. Because I think now, I think Xbox smart delivery all the way from 360, or is it from, where is it from?
No, I just know it from one, but I'm not sure if it's from 360, because it says if you buy it on one console, you've bought it across all. So it might be all consoles, though.
So you get the best version of the game.
Yeah, you get the best version.
You get the best version of the game. Yeah, so for example, since one is Series X is compatible all the way down to the OG Xbox, mm-hmm. What you'll end up getting is that if the best version of the game is the OG Xbox One, then you can just download it onto your Series X, and it's the OG Xbox version that you're playing. But if there's a Series X like modified version, just like, you know, there are pro modified versions of games, etc., then you get that version of the game.
The enhanced.
So it's like that.
I think it's pretty. And I think, another thing is the hardware would have to be able to play the backward games, because we're not just looking at it from a digital stand. What happens is, so on my Xbox, if I buy a game on the Xbox One, I should be able to put my CD in the Series X, and the Series X can play it, because that's how it validates that you actually own the game. You understand? And which is why I feel these other guys didn't do. I think that's the issue with PlayStation 4 and the old PlayStation 3 CDs. It doesn't read it and not. So if they
think the issue was a firmware issue. Like the PlayStation, it was too expensive to keep making PlayStation that could play PS.
The old CDs.
I think the philosophy that's basically gone into this is that. With Xbox, they use PowerPC, which are like IBM parts, which are very similar to regular PC parts, since the OG Xbox all the way up to, the Xbox 360. Then they switched to other PC parts, which were like AMD. Just like you can play a PC game on both AMD processors and Intel processors. They did so. It was just like, okay, you know, PowerPC is like the basis of what a lot of processors are based on. So like, yeah, it works. So for them, because of that strategy, it's easier for them to emulate any of the old systems. Whereas each single time Sony was doing proprietary stuff because they never saw this. I guess they didn't really see into the future, thinking that like, oh, people want to play all these old games on their new consoles. So each time was like, okay, what can we engineer that makes it better and cutting edge and unique that only we have? That's our secret sauce, so to speak.
Proprietary tech.
And so because of that, you know, there was a Cell engine which was just super complicated with SPUs and all that stuff. And you know, for the PS2 was the Emotion engine. I don't even remember what was inside the PS1. But yeah, then they switched to a regular PC architecture. So that's why there can be backwards compatibility between 4 and 5, but it's still hard to do 3 because even on the modern day PCs with all their power, it's hard to, there's PS3 emulation, but it's hard to do it. And it's emulated on a game by game basis.
Wow. Yeah. Then I'm not sure if this has to do with the hardware also. You know, with the Xbox new design formula, if you develop your game on the Xbox platform, you have access to all the opportunities Microsoft has to offer. So it's going to be easy to like transition from your a game built for console to be able to be played on the Project Xbox Cloud. The developers don't have to go back and rework things so much. So Microsoft is trying to make it. Microsoft is trying to make it really easy and comfortable for the developers. Yeah. So let's see how it goes. Come holiday 2020.
Yeah. Oh, you guys know a lot about Microsoft.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that one thing that I've noticed is that. Sony, well, these to the best of my knowledge, Sony is actually, I think, the most welcoming of developers and basically creative freedom. However, Microsoft seems is from what I've seen is hands down the best at providing an ease of access to their technology. Like if you have like one of the main reasons why my friend he got an Xbox One I believe instead of a PS4 simply because I think by getting the Xbox One he's effectively also bought an Xbox dev kit which you can basically build your game for, and that's a huge thing, like lowering the bar of entry into game development like that. So that is where Microsoft soundly beats the other two. Yeah, the other two, because Nintendo, I don't even know what Nintendo does. I think they probably deliver a special package like via Cooper or something. I don't even know what their vetting process is, but yeah, but I think I think their games are probably made partially by magic or something. It's a secret society that develops from Nintendo. Definitely Xbox is really good.
Yeah, wait till July 7th. I believe that's where they said they would release first party games because it was weird not seeing anything about Halo. In this,
yeah, exactly. I was expecting Halo,
a teaser with the new graphics. Let's see what it's like with nothing like that. When I didn't see, I was like, you guys are crackheads, you're joking with us, you're just trolling us. So
I knew the one good to show it being Halo. So entering Halo now would be like showing their entire hand. Like this is all. How much else do they have to hold to show later in the year or during the
last year they showed us Halo during E3, no?
They didn't show you Halo. They showed you that Halo exists.
No, they showed Halo. They showed the beginning. What's that? How would I describe it now? They showed like the opening cutscene sequence of the game. That's what they did. But the thing is, we don't know whether that's in-game. Yeah, because it's what they showed us is what happened immediately after the last Halo game. When someone was trying to, I think someone had gotten his suit. And the way Halo games usually work is in the beginning, you set your orientation. And that's what was happening in this scene that they showed us. But now this would have been the best time to say, oh, in-game engine or whatever. Since that's the idea of what gameplay is. So they just said captured on an Xbox One Series X. Bam. That's it. And I'm sure they've gotten more likes.
Well, but they're going to hold that until Summer Games Fest or whatever, the thing that Jeff Keighley is doing.
Let's see. Okay, guys, we got one more topic to talk about. We've gone off tangent for a long time. Mark, we're back on track. Streets of Rage 4. Has anybody played this aside from Torrent Senpai and myself?
No, but I want to, but I don't have money.
All right, shout out to Xbox Game Pass because I played that shit yesterday. Free.
Yo, what a plug. What a plug. Elite shit. See, we should be sponsored. Like, we should be, just for that alone, that beautiful segment, we should actually receive sponsors. Fuck you, Colin and Rotimi, you probably deserve this.
Rotimi, please, next time, when we put this up, please, just add Microsoft. See, add Microsoft. Check this out, please. Just check it out.
I put the time down, like, hey, Microsoft, please help.
Oh yeah, but that was lit. So highly recommend, guys. The art style is absolutely amazing. Yes. Obviously, it's got everything that makes Streets of Rage great. But obviously, updated art style, updated animation. It's nice. Like edgy. It's cool. It's funny.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Co-op up to four players. Couch gaming up to four players, online two players.
And one other thing as well, if I remember correctly, it's a multiplayer couch, like co-op, isn't it? Yeah. Which is a very...
Bring back the couch games.
See, that's such a wonderful and really something that's really died in like the past generations. Couch co-op. Which is unfortunate. Yeah. The only people that really seem interested in carrying on that particular trend is Nintendo, actually.
Yeah. And so here's what I'm hoping will happen with the new generation of consoles. I'm hoping there'll be more couch co-op. Why? Because the main reason, if you watch any of these developer interviews, or if you watch Digital Foundry and any of these kind of guys, they kind of say like the main reason couch co-op died when it came to AAA games was because they couldn't push that many pixels twice. Right, so remember how you said? Remember, couch co-op went from 4 on the screen to 2 on the screen, and then finally disappeared. Basically, the hardware just could not keep up. Right. So one thing that was being talked about on the Joysticks group, go to our Instagram JoysticksNG, click on the link to join our group on WhatsApp. And one thing I was talking about on the Joysticks group was that because these consoles are going to be so powerful, you know, okay, capable of doing, you know, let's say 4K 60, 4K 120, whatever it is, or 1080p 120. Hopefully, like a lot of TVs that don't have that kind of refresh rate, right? So they can't hit those. They can't. You won't even benefit from that. So hopefully, what they can do is throw that extra power. It's up to the devs anyway to throw that extra power into like a couch co-op situation where I'm happy to have a 4K 60 game. But let me have, you know, couch co-op again, you know?
Yeah, like that's one thing I would just really love. I think my biggest wish for this next... Okay, my two biggest wishes for this upcoming generation. Number one, a Final Fantasy 16 that's set in Ivalice. But very close to number two, a new SSX game that is split screen.
No.
That is probably 4-way split screen because I miss SSX. I miss those days. That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Did you ever play Steep?
things like that. Just like, no, I did not, because I saw it and all I saw is what it was not.
Wow.
Because I'm just like, no, you're the SSX. So I completely blanked out.
Wow.
If you had supported Steep, it could have become SSX.
Maybe we should bring SSX back. It's true. EA might have seen it and decided they wanted to bring it back. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, especially if it's EA, those guys.
Yeah, no, that could happen. They saw Epic cashing out on Fortnite and gave you Apex.
And they saw yeah. Sekiro and gave you Jedi Fallen Order.
I mean, you can look at it that way, but if you talk to the devs for Apex, they were kind of like, "Oh, we're in the middle of making, what's it called?
This anyway,
Titanfall 3," and then we were just going with it, and then we just started playing around with ideas, and next thing we had Apex, and we're like, "Oh, this is really cool," and like, "Okay, let's just put it out there," and then they pull it out for there, free. And it was great, and they're like, "Okay, yeah, guys, yeah, Apex is our future. Titanfall is dead."
Yeah. Trying to explore the lore.
Yeah, Titanfall was Titanfall was literally. It was actually so goddamn amazing.
Different.
It was so goddamn amazing. And they knew it and they goddamn sabotaged it. It was literally corporate espionage. They tanked it so that the value of Respawn would fall and they could more easily buy it.
Wow.
And I hate them for it.
Continuing with the show. So that's it for Streets of Rage.
Oh my god. Shit. We suck at this. Oh my god. I am so sick of us.
Wow.
I'm so annoyed. No, we need structure. Oh my god. Oh my god, that was the worst segue. How can you go to Yavale?
Oh man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for returning us to sanity.
All right, so guys, you know, I think it's about that time. You know, that was it for Streets of Rage 4. Excellent game. We highly recommend. Art style. I think we talked about two things before I went on the segue. check out our video that's coming out by the time this podcast is also released at Joysticks Entertainment on YouTube. We've got our first impressions and coverage there. And we will see you in the next podcast. Amaterasu, shine forth, and burn all. I'm out.
Pew, pew. Wash your hands.
Thanks for listening, I guess. I was so sorry.
Yeah, honestly, we apologize.
Wash your hands. Be a hero. Be a hero.
Stop going outside. And there's nothing good there anyway.
And if you go outside like a hero, wear a mask.
Honestly,
yeah, pretty much. Save your life and save the lives of others around you. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Your face.
Exactly. Your face. Well, no, actually, wrap everything up. Yeah, I mean.
Yes. Just walk out in cling film. Yeah.
Best thing.
Just like slither your way to the store. Your beautiful cocoon.
God damn it.
Oh my god.
Alright guys, have a good one. Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticksNG. That's JoysticksNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We just covered Streets of Rage 4 on PC and Switch. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.